The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
In the new video, Sandy Galvez, executive director of the Bay Area Health Inequities Initiative, introduces the issue.
We see direct correlations between the health outcomes of people and the neighborhood poverty levels in which they live. In the Bay Area overall, we see a 7-year difference in life expectancy between people that live in the wealthiest types of neighborhoods versus those that live in the poorest kinds of neighborhoods.
But in the most extreme instance in Sonoma County, reports documentary co-producer Jesse Fancushion, the disparities are even worse.
The life expectancy between East Bennett Valley and Roseland Creek is 10 years, and that's a distance of about 5 miles. And that's due to factors such as access to health care, public transportation, jobs with decent wages, high-quality schools, safety and security, parks and open spaces, those types of things. Social factors and political factors, environmental factors that make up the health of any particular place.
The half-hour program features interviews with more than a dozen community leaders, healthcare workers, activists, service providers, and residents as it looks at 5 necessary characteristics of healthy neighborhoods. Among them are safe surroundings and parks, access to healthy food, and affordable housing. With rents on the way up from already high levels, this last issue is especially acute in the poorer parts of Sonoma County, notes family physician Dr. Enrique Gonzalez.
Housing is, in my experience, horrible. It is not unusual that there's 2 or 3 families living in one apartment, and that creates all kind of problems.
Similarly, accessible public transportation is sorely lacking for much of the county, adds Susan Shaw of the North Bay Organizing Project.
The transit system doesn't work for people. It's expensive. The buses don't coordinate their schedules. And we need public transit to serve people because it's a huge way of bridging inequality.
Even something as basic as feeling safe as you go about your daily business is not shared by everyone, observes journalist Leilani Clark.
The needs of undocumented immigrants in Sonoma County, that's huge. People feeling safe, people feeling that they can call the police if they need to and they're not going to be sent to jail and then deported. That might sound dramatic, but it has happened.
Place matters is important, says Naomi Fuchs, CEO of Santa Rosa Community Health Centers, because it shines a light on problems that directly affect the well-being of some area residents, making them visible to others who may be insulated by their own economic status.
People of upper incomes are segregated very much in their daily lives from people in lower incomes. So they don't often really see or understand or feel the suffering that's going on in our community. All of the people in lower incomes are working, are providing the resources and support, whether it's in restaurants or in the vineyards or housekeepers, all kinds of services. We want everybody in this county to be healthy.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.